Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Alexander & Baldwin, a company that might not be on everyone's radar, but definitely deserves a closer look if you're hunting for long-term value in the real estate space. I'm pumped to dive into this with you today, breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for this intriguing player. We'll cover everything from their latest financials to what's buzzing in the news. So let's get started and see if this stock could be a hidden gem for your portfolio. First, a quick snapshot of who we're dealing with. Alexander & Baldwin, often referred to by its ticker ALEX, is a real estate investment trust, or REIT, based in Hawaii. They've got a deep-rooted history in the islands, focusing on commercial real estate and land development, with a portfolio that includes retail, industrial, and ground lease assets, primarily in their home state. They operate in the real estate sector, specifically within the diversified REITs industry, and they're positioned as a key player in Hawaii's property market. If you're looking for exposure to a unique geographic niche, this might catch your eye. Now, let's touch on some recent performance and news to set the stage. Looking at their stock performance, Alexander & Baldwin has shown some mixed results across different timeframes. Short-term, the past week and month have been a bit choppy, but zooming out to the 6-month and 1-year marks, there's a steadier trend that suggests resilience compared to broader market swings. Over 5 years, their performance aligns decently with industry averages in the real estate sector, though it's not exactly setting the world on fire. On the news front, there's been some buzz around their strategic moves in Hawaii's property market, with a focus on development projects that could unlock value down the line. Combine that with their latest earnings call insights, and we've got a lot to unpack. So let's roll up our sleeves and dive into the SWOT analysis to see what's really driving this company and where it might head in the future. Strengths. All right, let's kick off with the good stuff. One of Alexander & Baldwin's biggest strengths is their unique market position in Hawaii. Their focus on commercial properties and ground leases in a geographically constrained area gives them a bit of a moat. There's only so much land to go around on the islands, and they've got a solid foothold. This scarcity can drive long-term value for investors looking at stable, location-specific assets. Financially, they're showing some muscle in their latest Q2 2025 earnings call summary. They reported a strong second quarter with improved metrics across the board, particularly in operating income and net income growth compared to prior periods. This suggests they're managing their portfolio efficiently, which is a big plus for a REIT where cash flow is king. Another feather in their cap is their gross profit margin, which looks competitive within the industry. This indicates they're not just generating revenue, but keeping a healthy chunk of it as profit before operating expenses. For long-term investors, this kind of efficiency can translate into sustainable dividends or reinvestment into growth. Lastly, their free cash flow yield stands out as a positive signal. It's a decent indicator that they've got cash left over after capital expenditures to either return to shareholders or fund new projects. Speaking of which, their earnings call highlighted optimism around strategic development initiatives, which could be a game changer if executed well. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. There are some cracks to watch out for. One glaring issue is their debt-to-equity ratio, which is on the higher side based on the latest metrics. For a REIT, carrying too much debt can be a burden, especially if interest rates tick up or if cash flows take a hit. This is something long-term investors need to keep an eye on, as it could limit flexibility during tougher economic cycles. Another concern is their net profit margin, which, while not disastrous, isn't exactly leading the pack. After all expenses, they're not retaining as much profit as some of their peers might, which could signal operational inefficiencies or higher costs tied to their unique market. This isn't a deal breaker, but it's a reminder to dig deeper into cost management. Looking at short-term performance, the stock has had some volatility over the past week and month. While we're focused on the long game, these fluctuations can spook retail investors or signal underlying uncertainty in how the market views their near-term prospects. It's worth noting as a potential red flag. Opportunities. Shifting gears to the brighter side, there are some exciting opportunities on the horizon for Alexander & Baldwin. Their Q2 2025 earnings call emphasized a positive outlook driven by strategic development projects. They're betting big on revitalizing parts of their portfolio and capitalizing on an improving transaction market in Hawaii. If they pull this off, it could unlock significant value and boost revenue streams over the next few years. Another opportunity lies in their geographic focus. Hawaii's real estate market isn't just unique, it's also tied to tourism and economic recovery trends. As travel rebounds and the local economy strengthens, demand for commercial spaces like retail and industrial properties could surge, directly benefiting their bottom line. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to industry averages, with analyst estimates suggesting room for growth if earnings continue to trend upward. For long-term investors, this could mean buying in at a fair price before the market fully prices in their growth potential. Lastly, their focus on sustainability and community integration, mentioned in passing during the earnings call, could resonate well with ESG-focused investors. If they lean into this narrative, it might attract a broader investor base, especially as socially responsible investing gains traction. Threats. On the flip side, there are some real threats that could throw a wrench in the works. First up, their heavy reliance on Hawaii's market is a double-edged sword. Any downturn in the local economy, think tourism slumps or natural disasters, could hit their portfolio hard. Diversification isn't really an option given their niche, so this concentration risk is a big one for long-term holders. Interest rate sensitivity is another concern. As a REIT with a notable debt load, rising rates could increase borrowing costs and squeeze margins. With central banks still navigating inflation, this is a macro factor that could weigh on their financial health if not managed carefully. Industry trends also pose a challenge. The real estate sector, particularly commercial properties, is still grappling with post-pandemic shifts like remote work and changing retail habits. While Hawaii might be somewhat insulated due to its unique dynamics, broader headwinds could still impact demand for their assets. Finally, competition in the REIT space is fierce. Even with their geographic advantage, larger players or new entrants could encroach on their turf, especially if transaction activity heats up as they've predicted. Staying ahead will require sharp execution on those development projects they're so bullish about. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. Alexander & Baldwin presents a mixed bag for long-term investors. On one hand, their unique position in Hawaii's real estate market, coupled with solid financial performance in the latest quarter and promising development projects, makes them an intriguing pick for those seeking niche exposure with growth potential. On the other hand, the debt levels, market concentration risk, and broader industry challenges are real hurdles that can't be ignored. For me, the key will be watching how they execute on those strategic initiatives and manage their balance sheet over the next few quarters. If they can balance growth with financial discipline, there's upside here, especially at a reasonable valuation based on forward estimates. As a long-term investor, I'd say this stock is worth keeping on your watch list, but do your own deep dive into their debt structure and upcoming project milestones before jumping in. Stay tuned for more insights like this, and don't forget to check out MarketSnap's daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, you can find the bullet point version of this SWOT analysis on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see Alexander & Baldwin as a hidden gem or a risky bet? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.